Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
We are going to talk about back pain. It's a regular topic of ours, and we've talked about all sorts of issues with back pain. The question remains open. I mean, obviously, there is no magic bullet, although I wish there were. 84% of adults have some sort of lower back pain that's limiting at some point in their life, and it is clearly one of the major reasons that patients present to a primary care provider. We're all hoping for rapid improvement in pain and reduction in disability and return to work. That is the case, I think, for most people within the first couple of months. Long-term outcomes of lower back pain are generally a little bit less favorable. Still, there's a proportion that are self-limited. Symptoms that persist beyond 12 weeks cause us lots of angst and consternation in terms of what we can do for these people. There are clearly non-pharmacologic and pharmacologic approaches to managing chronic low back pain. None of them, I think, are a home run, although several of them offer some advantage. The longer the pain persists, the more medication and the higher the dose of medication that patients often receive. The question is that necessary? And perhaps could a sugar pill work as well? Well, somebody's asked that same question. The poem this week comes from the journal Pain. It was published at the end of last year, 2019. It starts on page 2891. And it attempts to answer that very question. Is placebo effective in patients with lower back pain? Mark.
Yeah, great study. I love this one. This was the journal Pain. Hopefully our readers aren't reading that one too often. But great study. 127 patients. They all had long-term low back pain. Over 70% had back pain for more than 5 years. The average age was about 60, and 60% were women. Their initial pain scores were about 5 out of a possible 10, and about 20% of the patients were treated with analgesics at the time of enrollment. Patients were told before enrollment that the study would involve placebo treatment and were shown a video on the beneficial effects of placebo. They were then randomized. Allocation to groups was unconcealed, though, and then they were to receive existing care or existing care plus placebo. This was called Zeebo, and you can actually get it on Amazon for $20 for 45 capsules. And they were supposed to take the Zeebo twice daily for 21 days. Patients were told it was placebo. At the end of the study, the composite pain intensity score during the last 7 days on an 11-point scale dropped more with the Zeebo placebo than with existing usual care alone by about half a point. But the subjective disability score improved a lot more. It was a 3.2-point decrease versus a 0.65-point increase on the same type of scale. Objective mobility or anxiety or stress scores weren't changed. It is a limitation that they didn't mask the investigator to the treatment assignment. The randomization did also produce an imbalance. When you only have 127 patients, sometimes there's a little imbalance, even if you do randomize, and between in the BMI between the groups, but otherwise they were pretty similar. So bottom line, over 3 weeks, patients with long-term low back pain who knowingly took placebo twice a day reported somewhat less pain and significantly less disability than those continuing with just treatment as usual. This isn't the only study to show the benefit of placebo. Whether this benefit persists isn't known. Certainly there is potential for kind of a Hawthorne effect because they knew they were taking something. But, you know, that's just another way of, in some ways, saying placebo effect. There's a rich literature looking at placebos, and the more subjective an outcome is and the more impressive an intervention is, so pill, shot, think impressive intervention, subjective, you know, fatigue, pain, the better placebo works. We've seen this with asthma inhalers, where placebo inhalers did almost as well as true inhalers compared to the no treatment group. We've seen this with pain in other studies using an open placebo. So this is consistent with the literature. And you can also buy, if you don't want to spend $20 for 45 of these capsules, I just see you can get 1,000 fillable scarlet, red, and white empty gelatin capsules for about $15. So something we should consider.
So one sarcastic comment and one serious comment. The sarcastic one is there any hope for people who are taking medications when Amazon is selling $20, 45 pills that contain nothing but sugar?
It's a very nice bottle. It's a very attractive bottle. It's called Zeebo Relief. It's a very nice blue and white, very calming kind of capsule. So I think you're paying for the marketing. You're paying for the labeling and a lot of profit, I'm sure. So,
yeah,
at least it's safe. We know it's safe.
We definitely know it's safe, except perhaps, I guess, if you're diabetic or something. Anyways, on to a more serious question. So the question is, these patients knew that they were getting a placebo. They've volunteered for the study. I know the study didn't deal with this, but I'm just wondering what would have gone through the patient's mind. How could they report benefit when they knew that they were taking an inert substance?
Well, I think part of it might have been how it was framed. You know, they were told, you know, this is a placebo, which means there's no active medication in it. But in other studies, we've seen that patients who are taking a placebo like this do better. So that framing, and that's something that we can do when we're giving an active medication, right? We can say, you know, I'm going to start you on naproxen 220 twice a day, take it with meals. A lot of my patients have done really well with this. I think you'll, you know, have a better effect. Make sure you take it regularly, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, a positive frame can, you know, hopefully help harness this. And I've never seen a study that randomized patients to here's the drug versus here's the drug plus a pep talk like that. And it'd be interesting to look for that or to do that study because, you know, that's one way we can maybe in a way that's more comfortable to us rather than just saying, hey, buy Zeebo online, harness this effect.
You've talked us through poems in the past that have to do with exercise and lifestyle change, where when it comes from a physician, it has a certain authoritativeness to it, as opposed to buying sugar pills from Amazon online that don't have that theory behind them.
Yeah, and although if you go to the Amazon site, they talk about as seen on CBS New York, Channel 2. So you can probably find that as well.
Well, so it must be true.
Must be true.
Thanks, Mark. For listeners, next week we're going to deal a little bit different aspect of chronic pain, so do stay tuned. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.